Now, that brings us, friends, to the last chapter. And the last chapter, even in this little book, looks like it's an addendum. Because, frankly, when you get to the end of the third chapter, you could write over it, Mission Impossible Accomplished. It's been accomplished. But the problem now is not Nineveh. The problem now is Jonah. Jonah was a problem child. And God had more trouble with a backsliding prophet by the name of Jonah than he had with an entire city of brutal, cruel, pagan sinners. And you know, I still think that's true. I think God is having more problems in Los Angeles with Christians than he's having with the unsaved world. And if you knew Los Angeles like I know Los Angeles, I think you'd agree with me. May I say to you, God's going to have a problem now. And I come to the last chapter, chapter 4. This man has a new destination. He's going to leave Nineveh, and he's glad to get out of town. His destination now is a gourd vine, and I should say a trailer court outside the city. Somebody's going to say to me, there's no trailer courts in that day. How do you know there were not any trailer courts in that day? Jonah went out, and he got him a little spot out yonder where he could camp, where he could park his camper. Now he leaves Nineveh, he goes outside of the city, and that is his destination, and he's waiting for God to destroy the city. And where is he going to arrive now? He's going to arrive in the heart of God. And I just don't know a better place for anybody to arrive than in the heart of God. And this prophet is going to arrive there. Now, God is going to seek to win over Jonah. And this chapter is going to demonstrate to us the fact that God will never interfere with your free will. My friend, he's not going to force you on any issue whatsoever. You are a free moral agent. Actually, he's moved heaven and hell and came by the way of a cross, and he knocks at your heart's door. And friends, he doesn't come any farther than that until that door is opened, and it has to be opened from the inside. He'll never crash the door. He'll never push it in. He'll never come in uninvited. So he's going to have to deal with a backsliding prophet who has a pretty strong will, who hates Ninevites, and he's going to try to win Jonah over to God's viewpoint. Now, the mission is accomplished. As we saw here at the very beginning, I arranged it according to a timetable, each chapter. And the man had left Israel, the northern kingdom, probably Gath-Hepher, his hometown. And his destination is Nineveh. And it took him 3 chapters to get there, and he accomplished his mission, and the entire city turns to God. Now, the book ought to end, but no, God has to win the prophet over. And in chapter 4, we have the destination as a little trailer court outside of Nineveh. He leaves Nineveh, not going to it anymore, but leaving it, and he arrives in the heart of God. Now, if I had had the privilege of being the one that brought the message to Nineveh and have seen the result that he did, I believe that I would have gone down to Western Union and sent a telegram back to my hometown or back to my home and tell people what had happened and cause them to praise and thank God for what had been accomplished. I'd rejoice in it. But that's because of I'm where I am and under altogether different circumstances. Because if I'd been in Jonah's shoes, and certainly in Jonah's fish, I might have had the same feeling that he did. Because this is something that seems unbelievable. Fact of the matter is, I have no problem with the fish. I have a lot of problem with Jonah. As you well know, at the very beginning, he's called to go one direction, he heads the other direction. I don't understand that. I guess until I look at my own heart and I found out that I've headed the wrong direction several times when it was very clear God wanted me to go the opposite direction.